Well, the Black Panther Party was definitely an authoritarian organization. From the Marxist-Leninist ideology to the leadership structure, and also including the authoritarian culture of the United States that we all are a part of. I just think at the time that we didn't really recognize how much of authoritarianism was in our culture and how that also helped to influence us to take on more authoritarian revolutionary ideologies like the Marxist, Leninist, and Maoist, even the socialist brands of ideologies. But it's one thing to say that a group is authoritarian, but it's really important also to look at what was the experience for a lot of us on the ground. Like for me, I was never in leadership. I was a rank and file member. And we were taught to learn, what we would say is each one teach one. Everything was done in the circle. We would, for example, have Mao's Red Book, quotations of Chairman Mao Zedong. And how we learned was that everyone had to take a quotation and break it down in terms of what they felt it meant as best they could. And if they couldn't understand something, someone else around the circle would possibly help them to understand something, whether it was a word, a concept, or what have you. When we did the free breakfast programs, it was always done collectively. People came in 6 a.m. To help put this food together. It was not the strong point of that kind of free breakfast program activity. It was always more collective rather than hierarchical. And I think even the thing of why we were so excited about the Chinese Revolution, though led by the Chinese Communist Party, was that there was a sense of collectivism and communalism in this Chinese Revolution that we all longed for. Because our communities, the only thing we know about the Black community, that we were always devastated, that we were always under someone's boot, and that we longed to have a community, or sometimes, as we said, a Black nation, where people was actually equal, where people actually looked out for each other, where people actually worked, you know, together without somebody over you, exploiting you, or keeping you in line. So it was kind of contradictory, but I think the best experience for a lot of us who were the field workers was that, you know, we liked the collectivism of the Black Panther Party, you know, and then for someone like me, further on, as I began to be exposed to more anti-authoritarian and anarchist ideas, then I wanted to, in a sense, nurture more of the collectivist, anarchistic aspects of the Black Panther Party, that if it was going to be replicated in any way or if there was going to be lessons learned from that experience, I wanted those type things nurtured rather than the top to bottom leadership structure, the command structure, the adherence to ideology that had all the answers, you know. So it's a contradictory experience, but that is the experience of the Black Panther Party. And all of it has to be looked at in a very critical way.